Alright. Here we go. Okay.
Here we go. Jackson Public.
This is Doc Hammer.
Recording commentary for episode 7, Home Insecurity.
Which will probably not be on the disc, so it'll be up on a website or something. So you have to sync up your chosen video player. I don't know if you got these things off of LimeWire like everybody else did. That'll be easy.
Or if you actually bought the DVD and loved the commentary so much that you needed it for every episode.
Yeah. So this is for episode Underbite
7, Home Insecurity Show.
Episode show.
So, on the count of three, you hit play. One, two, three.
Fantastic.
Big, beautiful score by J.G. Thirlwell on this one.
God,
I love his
great
underbite thing. Yeah, it gets all operatic at the end.
Bring it.
Go on. You were saying.
I was saying how much I love Cat Clops.
Yeah. People didn't like to see these guys die.
No.
That was me showing off.
What?
I was going, I can make a super cool guy, not even care enough about him to keep him around.
Kill him.
Ha! Kill him.
But I don't remember seeing their bodies. Jackson.
Well, I don't like to give away trade secrets. But they could have lived, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
if we get an outpouring of fan letters.
What was great about Girl Hitler, besides the name Girl Hitler, is...
That's about it.
is that, no, the way... We had her just yell out everything she said. She just screamed everything.
Oh, yeah. Mia Baron.
Mia Baron just yelled.
Who's the voice of Molotov also.
She is?
Yeah. Screamed. We have two women on the show. No. And Lisa Hammer, who does Triana pretty much solely. But yeah, we have Mia Baron.
We have three women.
Yeah.
That's still three women.
And Nina Hellman, who was Baldovich and has done some stuff for us this season.
And Doc Hammer, who does, you know, Stripper, does Dr. Girlfriend. You know, with a voice like mine, it's sexy,
silky
high-pitched voice.
Silky voice.
Lovely. Yeah, no, when you have...
I like to call it smoke-kissed.
No, when you have beautiful pipes like mine, you got to use them. And let's talk about how versatile I am as a voice actor. I mean, everybody sounds different.
The best voice you do is... I think the snake guy is the best voice he ever did.
Oh, wait, let me see if I can pull him out. Based on probably Starscream.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm on the spot. I'm that guy now.
Here's the... belongs to a master, Nat King Cobra.
I'm a master, Nat King Cobra.
It was even worse.
It was way up there.
Yeah. I'm a master, Nat King Cobra.
Nat King Cobra.
Come on, that's not bad.
Yeah, and I think you got a lot of phlegm in your throat when you did it, too.
I always have a lot of phlegm in my throat. I'll tell you why. I love cheese and milk.
Hey, we just repainted this background today for its appearance in another episode.
So you're saying Baron Underbite's going to be back.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
As well you should be.
I am.
Who is it? Manservant doesn't have a speaking part in this one.
He doesn't?
Nah. He was a bad imitation of Eugene Levy's bad imitation of Floyd the Barber from Andy Griffith. And he would do it on Second City. So I went, alright, that'll be Manservant's voice.
Oh.
How about them titles?
Titles are great.
Not enough can be said about these
titles. Titles are great. I know a lot of people that watch this show because they saw those titles and thought, that's got to be a great show. And then they realized it was a comedy show because it was playing after Inu Goo 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 or whatever that show was. And it was all confusing because we were put on at a weird Saturday night playing after anime. But eventually...
Oh, we were on before anime goes on later.
Okay, well, either way, I know that we weren't on a
We were on after nothing. We were like the first Adult Swim show of the night.
Yeah.
That's what killed us at first.
The logic to
and then
that
they put
is,
us on after Family Guy.
Logic
so
to that is a great show like Venture Brothers is going to bring the comedy to anime. Yep. And what actually happened with is an unknown show that's barely funny is not bringing anybody anywhere.
No.
They should have put Family Guy on anime night. Or did they?
They did. They put us after Family Guy and...
Even Family Guy could not take
it. No, Family Guy did great, and then we would bring the numbers down a little bit.
Oh, it's depressing.
Right? Why did they ever give us a second season?
Hank Venture. That's Hank Venture there in his Indian
there was a picture
fish.
Of me wearing that thing at a at my fourth birthday party.
You loser.
Yeah. And I'm wearing a white turtleneck, too, which says Indian.
And you're a blonde guy.
Yeah, I'm a blonde guy.
So you would look a little bit like Hank.
A little bit. And I got the huskier build.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of you and I in Hank and Dean.
Yeah. People seem to think it's me and my brother, which is crazy. We're nothing like these two idiots.
No. But, you know, when you have two people in a family, mm-hmm. people make that assumption.
Yeah. My brother is thinner and has darker hair.
Oh, I remember this scene. I both loved it and thought it was going to be a problem because Doc is super out of character with this. Crazy yelling at Hank. Yet, I did add to it.
Yep.
So, apparently, I didn't hate it. The song in the background has Jackson Public singing, and I'm playing the instruments. It is a Levy break, copyright-free.
Homage.
Homage.
Yeah, to the Led Zeppelin. Who you don't love as much as I do.
I like Led Zeppelin, and I respect Led Zeppelin. I do not listen to Led Zeppelin.
No, I love Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
But I don't listen to them because I already heard them enough times.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, classic rock radio station staple, so like...
It's enough.
By the time you're 25, you've heard all the Led Zeppelin you ever need to.
I'll be honest with you, anytime like Led Zeppelin comes up on my iPod, you do hit the volume button, though. You crank it. Well, you will also do that for Rush.
I do not.
Yes.
No. Well, I do it for Enya Sail Away.
Journey?
I know.
Yes.
No.
Don't lie to me or the public.
I'm not.
I freely admit I put Journey on there.
Yes.
And but you got to go, this is great. Separate Ways?
Yeah. It's the ironic that... But,
Oh, it's not the ironic. It's great. Oh, I did that poll out of the...
The new robot.
I did put new robot happening. The commentary. Hey, we're commentary.
What's another big one that I always go, yes, when it comes on?
You love, Not Life is a Highway.
Oh, my God. You love Life is a Highway.
I don't love Life is a Highway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have an iTunes crap list of guilty pleasure songs.
These horrible songs that we didn't listen to when they came out because we were either too cool or too young, but we love them now, which is basically...
And Life is a Highway is like...
Yeah.
Pretty close to number one on that list.
Yeah. Life is a Highway.
Oh.
I wanted Life is a Highway as the montage
as the montage music.
Yes.
We couldn't afford that.
We couldn't afford anything.
When you can't afford Life is a Highway, because what's that guy doing now? Man.
He's probably doing great. To be PC and like not get anybody to not get anybody to hate us immediately. I bet.
No, I was just asking a question.
And it's a good song.
Commenting.
It pushes all the right buttons, and it pushes buttons that I didn't even know I had. Hooper runs away. Yeah. Commentary, remember?
This is about the biggest part Helper ever got.
Dean's sleeping in the boots.
He loves the boots.
He loves the
He's
boots.
He's like the little kid.
I slept
when you got the Halloween costume you wanted so bad. Walk around in it.
I slept
for
in
2 weeks before Halloween.
My gi for my judo.
Oh.
Like because I started judo when I was a little kid, and I slept in the gi. And that is chafing, because that is a heavy cotton fabric.
I got a Spider-Man costume for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
Having nothing to do with Halloween. It's just, the boy loves Spider-Man, just get him the costume. And I wore it straight through past New Year's.
I like this little line. Although I deliver it, so what am I, some sort of narcissist? But you wrote it, they're cut.
These
guys are cut. Yeah, that I think is funny.
Yeah. And well, this is my first episode after you made them characters.
Yeah.
And I went, well, I gotta use those idiots now.
Yeah, it's the way we write is... Jackson comes up with henchmen, and I go, two henchmen are these guys, and then he goes, no, these guys do this. We don't have discussions, we just create on top of something that was already there. Phantom Limb? Phantom Limb is a drawing of Phantom Limb. I go, well, Phantom Limb is like this, and then Jackson goes, okay, and then Phantom Limb does this. There's no big loser discussions about how this happens. We run
a lot of post-justifying, though.
Yeah.
Once we realize that they fit.
Oh, a lot
into
of,
each other better. Oh, you go, oh, well, now they went to college together, too.
We do Jimmy in their past a lot. But it really is, it's two people that write and think startlingly similar. And we both are the same broken kind of man. Our childhoods both equally sucked and were blissful for no reason.
Yeah. And we can never go back to them.
No, but boy, do we try. Look at Dean doing the weird little humpy thing.
Although I still refuse to believe that time machines won't take me back to the past one day. Yeah, I actually cannot make the mental connection that that is science fiction and will never happen to me.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. If it had happened, it would have already happened because it's a time machine. So you would have already met yourself when you were a kid.
Oddly enough, I just read a book all about time machines. About actual attempts to create time machines. Present logic is that's not
this
true.
This is gonna blow the commentary. You better be clear this crap.
No, present logic is that is not true. That it would have already, because that's what Hawking said. He said, "Well, if it was ever gonna happen, we would have met these guys already."
Yeah,
you know, they would have gone back.
Be quick.
No, now people believe the furthest you'll be able to go back in the past is to the day the first time machine was activated.
Mm. I had a theory.
That's what they're saying now.
I had a theory that this, that I am not me.
Uh-huh.
I am a guy.
You're a simulacrum?
No, I'm a guy from the future.
Uh-huh.
That came back to be me.
Right.
And that upon my seeming.
Because Oil Pinning's dead in the future.
No.
So he had to come back to the 20th.
I'm taking
the beginning of the
21st. I'm taking a vacation as Doc Hammer.
Mm.
You know, Playboy, bon vivant.
Right.
Writer of Venture Brothers, oil painter extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, my life looks great.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's pretty boring.
Yeah.
I'm just
you
a regular guy.
You wanted to see what it was like to pay rent.
So I come back.
And have clean
drinking
water.
Back to be Doc Hammer, and then at the end, it wasn't even real? And then I have to write a book about it.
Mm.
So it's a nightmare.
So you got that waiting for you in the future. You so got to write a whole book.
I got to write a whole book, and then I realize, none of that
this
was
is good training for that.
Really, it is.
Yeah.
I just made that up. That's not true.
Outside line.
That was the outside line joke that you loved and you've been trying to wedge into a script for probably 15 years. You know that's true. I've been here when Jackson and I first met, way back in Boy Scout camp. Jackson was telling me about the outside line joke.
Oh. Actually, the Monarch's real origin. I mean, once you get past the pilot where he was going to be a throwaway guy, the whole way that he really came to be, and this is how he got his voice, because we made all this crap up between me writing the pilot and us recording the pilot, was our Aquaman Black Manta.
Yeah, no, he was us not remembering what Black Manta sounded like.
We wanted to write stories about Aquaman and Black Manta being roommates.
Not funny. But
they were funny.
When we were falling in love, and we were, the Astrobase was still a pie-eyed child waiting to do something. We would play darts every night because that's what we did. We would do it. We would kind of write something that never would happen, which was Aquaman rooming with Black Manta, and we both did these screaming Black Manta voices. Only find out like 8 months later that Black Manta
had a deep voice.
He spoke like this.
Manta. Yeah. But out of that, the Monarch's voice was
and his
born.
Not only his voice, his thing,
attitude.
Yeah, came out of that, and some of the jokes from Sargasso. It's like being trapped in a fat kid.
Oh,
That was
from
the Aquaman, Black Manta chasing Aquaman.
Yeah, because he had lost his powers and he had to wear a deep-sea diving suit. Yeah, I was going to do a monkey suit comic about that.
You don't have to. You did a Venture Brothers episode.
I know. That's why I don't do anything else.
I'm Dr. Girlfriend. Because
I have to use all the ideas.
We're in these scenes. You play the Monarch.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but every henchman looks like 24 except for 21.
Yeah. They were supposed to be modular, faceless guys so that we can kill them all the time.
Yeah.
And then you went...
And said, you know what, they should actually have a life. Which makes it funnier, because you said they're faceless, and I said, let's give two of them a face.
Yeah.
And boy, next season you're going to find out a lot more than anybody cares about.
They're in so many
Clearly,
episodes. Despite the fact that their master is in jail, somehow they're in, three episodes we've written so far?
That's me doing a killer read. Of all the reads from first season, these are my favorites.
That's the one you're proud
that
of.
That one, this,
you know.
I like that guy, and I like when you do an impression of him, too. And I like my ponytail line. I grew a ponytail. That to me is funny. Yeah. Goggles. The way I said goggles. I can't see squat. These goggles.
Squat.
Yeah. That was
it's
funny.
It's the squat that sells it.
That's the only one on my resume.
Yet another damn character. You know.
Ooh. Let me tell you something about fans giving us more credit than we deserve.
Yeah.
somebody was happy that we put Steve Austin, and we're geniuses for putting Steve Austin and Sasquatch in the same episode.
Right.
And actually, yeah. Sasquatch was really in an episode with Steve Austin.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, that is us just calling back to the dumbest thing anybody put on television.
But the greatest thing you ever saw when you were a kid, if you're a kid who's between the ages of,
stupid,
let's say, 30 and 40.
Yeah. Between the ages of stupid and really stupid.
Yeah.
Jackson.
And man, go back and watch one of those now.
You recently bought that episode so we could watch it as research. It looks like a porno movie. Oscar Goldman's office is this gray single light box.
Yeah, and it's only like two walls of it.
It's so depressing.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff doesn't happen.
The acting doesn't happen?
Yeah, the act breaks and the big dramatic music stings are on a push in to Steve Austin. Just kind of looking around. So, like, he maybe squints a little and goes, huh, I better do something about this. Mentally, he doesn't even say anything. He just goes, huh.
And
mentally.
The show's, what, 2 hours long and nothing happens? The Sasquatch episode was a two-parter that could have been handled in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It was awful.
And then he wasn't even a real Sasquatch.
It's awful.
He was a robot designed to protect the mountain hideaway of people from the future.
It's terrible. It's terrible. And there's
who also
polyester outfits everywhere. It is
who
awful.
Who also are so lame that they pretend they can teleport when really all they actually do is turn themselves invisible. No small feat, but turn themselves invisible and run across the room. And Steve Austin figures this out because he turns on his like infrared vision. And goes, wait a minute.
That's a necessary plot device. You need that in there. Does it move the narrative forward? No.
I know.
But
it
it's important.
Sure as hell moves this commentary forward.
It's good to know that they're liars. In space, there are liars. I'm getting right back into this episode. This was supposed to be a Mac, and through nobody in the animation department ever used a Mac, apparently. And that is now
so
a...
PC presentation.
But the loading up the extensions is a Mac joke.
And there is a full resume on there, too, that we have a text document for, right?
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of old jobs.
We might have to...
We should have put that on the website.
No, because we're going to be changing that, because we were discussing... You people are watching writing happen right now. We're discussing how this, like, art career that he had, that I'm kind of tapping into this season, the fact that he's a failed artist.
Oh, well, we were going to have them... We were going to have him and Doc actually be in a play together in college at one point.
That was supposed to... All the great ideas that
we had. Yeah, and that was... I mean, obviously there was no room for it in past tense, but there was at least a line mentioning it because Doc was quitting his science major to go into acting.
And a mention of creative writing.
Was trying to talk him out of it, yeah.
Helper, you'll notice that Jackson writes more helper than I do, because I can't...
Only because I remember that he's in the show.
You love helper.
I don't think you remember that he's
helper.
In the show.
Oh, how many post-its did I... Don't forget helper. What about helper?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, but where's helper?
Where's helper
while all this is going on?
I noticed that...
You seem to have missed the helper beat.
Dean is alone. Maybe you should put helper and Dean together.
That would be a great recording session.
Oh, man. What a great episode. Helper and Dean?
Yeah.
Think of the comedy. Think of the comedy. I particularly like this part. I'm complimenting you now.
Oh, thanks.
I like these guys talking about their nonsense and failed everything. I like failure.
Yeah. Well, this
I like
this
the
show...
water stopping right there, too. That geyser that just stops.
Yeah.
I like that.
If you'll permit me to get big picture.
I'll permit you to get big pants or big hands.
All right. This show is actually all about failure.
Damn right.
This show, even in the design, everything is supposed to be kind of the death of the space age dream world. You know?
Yeah.
The death of the jet age promises.
But I'll tell you one better.
The Kennedy lie.
It's about the beauty of failure.
Yes.
It's about that failure happens to all of us, and it is, what was that?
It's moving a little herky-jerky.
Okay, we got a herky-jerky. We got a herky-jerky playback on this thing. But every character is not only flawed, but sucks at what they do, and is beautiful at it, and Jackson and I suck at what we do, and we try to be beautiful at it, And failure is how you
and we miss our get by.
And we miss our childhood, and it wasn't a great one to begin with. At least mine wasn't.
And well, and growing older is all about learning how much everything sucks.
Yeah, and learning...
Learning how all the magic that you believed in when you were a kid is either explainable or doesn't exist.
Or stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely
or
dumb.
Or stupid.
And I think what everybody's failure is to show this, that failure's funny, and it's beautiful, and it's life, and it's okay. And it's all we can write because we are big fucking failures. I can't write Brock doing anything cool because I've never done anything cool.
It feels like
cool.
A lie.
I've never done anything cool in my life.
Yeah.
Anytime
but,
I try
no,
something
but
cool, I suck.
What, you didn't fantasize about being cool? You've told me yourself since we're doing the Steve Austin episode here.
We are. And we're talking
you
about
told me
a
yourself
lot. Yeah.
How every time you had to pose for a photograph
I'm
at a certain age
Steve
of your
Austin.
Life, you would...
Yeah, but let
you
me,
do his
let me quickly tell that story. My parents are getting one of those charcoal portraits done of me at a fair, like a crafts fair. And I stood there for half an hour with this Steve Austin squint going, when he turns this picture around, it's going to be Lee Majors.
Yeah.
And he turns this picture around, it's this kid with a bowl haircut.
Yeah, with that cannonball hair.
Yeah, and those two eyes too close together, and no upper lip, and the soft jaws of a prepubescent man-child.
And a crooked expression. I can only talk about your childhood picture because you actually showed it to me when I went up to your house.
Yeah, I showed him the picture, and it looks like a kid with dust in his eyes. And I swear, when they turn that picture around, I'm like, show me Lee Majors.
Yeah.
Show me how
that
cool
I am.
I am
a superhero.
Yeah, and it looked like a kid with an eye problem, like a tick.
Oh.
And that's the failure. So yeah, I tried to be cool when I was a kid, and I sucked at it. I also, legendarily, when I was taking a drink at a water fountain, and there was a girl behind me, and I turned around, and I wiped the...
Oh, yeah.
Wiped the
you
water
wiped the water off your lip.
Backhanded, like Kirk.
Yeah,
from Star Trek.
As if it was you had a bloody lip.
Yeah, like real slow. And the girl goes, "You bleeding?" And I go, "No." I go, "Water on my face. I'm just wiping it off. I'm a complete idiot."
Nah, just a little water.
Yeah, and it was probably like Diane Booth or some girl I had this huge crush on.
Wow, our playback's moving super herky jerky now.
Yeah, well, this is like
I wonder if it's even in time.
The end of the episode. Yeah, failure. That's what Venture Brothers is about. Beautiful, sublime failure.
Exquisite humanity and all its nakedness.
Yeah, and that's when it's funny, and that's love. And Kimson made me type-shaped Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Now he stands out. Now his parents can go, that's our son. They made me do that. Asterisk Go, written a million different ways.
Oh, what is it? Oh. Well, this played funnier in my mind.
I played funnier on the page.
When there isn't actually a car door button that goes up and down to lock the door. This joke is harder to explain to people.
I remember liking it. I remember being mad that I didn't get to write it. And you took that good one. And look at it now, not funny.
Astro Base School.
On the moon. All right, good night.
Good night.